Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Sorry for the delay, but you know, things happen. There was like a terrorist attack at the studio. Someone came in and started terrorizing with us, but we're all good and we're back up and running. So better late than never. That is life, because where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be, and that's on Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. If you're tuning in for the first time to LA Talk Radio, thank you so much for being part of the show. First time your friends, second time your family. For those that are tuning in all over, because you know tonight we have Gabe Lopez joining me, and of course the Reese brothers joining me in just a bit, Charlie and Kevin. We got a full musical night here tonight on Max and Friends, so sit back, relax, chill out, tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on with your life. How you doing, Amy, man? I love how you tweet me all the time and promote the show. And it was great to see you the other week. And I'm going to see you this week, because that's why Gabe Lopez is going to be here in just a moment. Because Gabe is going to be in Florida with Belinda Carlisle. That's my girl from back in the day. Yes. Well, I love Gabe. I love Belinda. I love you all for tuning in. I'm going to love the Reese brothers because they're joining me here in a minute. Here's the deal, y'all. Go right now to Max, to Twitter, at Max Tucci. And follow me there. I'll follow you back. Tweet me there. I'll tweet you back. We're going to live tweet during the show. And also, stay tuned, because it's true. I'm going to my 8th year, and we're going to be giving $1,000 away, because that's, you know, money's a motivator and a mood changer. So if we can get guests listening by giving out some money, well, then tune in to Max and Friends. I'm not going to tell you when yet, and it's not tonight, so don't be blowing up the line or my Twitter, because it ain't going to work. But in the near future, there's going to be some random money giveaways. So tune in to Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. If you want, go to latalkradio.com/max. You can get 8 years of shows there. Yes, everyone from Lisa Lampanelli to Orange is the New Black to The Housewives to Jackie Collins to Barbara Taylor Bradford. I'm reading my wall right here. Speaking of my wall, I'm going to need headshots of all of my guests on tonight's sign so I can put them on my wall. I'm just letting you all know that right now. But I don't want to keep you all from the guests of the hour of the show of Max and Friends. Oh, I've got to tell you, though, speaking of Max and Friends, there's a free app. Go get it, the LA Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night on Max and Friends. But I'm going to pull up the mic to my boy right now, Gabe Lopez, because Gabe is getting ready to come to Florida, and I'm going to be in Florida this week for a day or two, and then I'm going to Colorado. But while I'm in Florida, I'm going to see Gabe Lopez, and I am going to jam it to his song that we're going to play later on in the show, California Blues. Gabe Lopez, welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, how's it going, Max? Good to hear from you.
I'm always great, and I know you are too, because I see what's going on in your life, Gabe Lopez.
It's been great. It's been a great year.
It's been a crazy year. But real quick, on the East Coast, it's 11-11, so make your wish. How are you wishing?
All right.
We got, you know, we got the time. We've got people listening all over, Gabe, so I got to give the shout-out to the East Coast. But back to the West Coast. What's going on with you? And I know that it's a lot, because that's why you're here tonight. I'm Max and Friends, so tell us what's up.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I've been on tour with Belinda Carlisle. I'm her opener. I've been her opener in the UK the past two summers, and then the US this past fall, and then now we're on tour again. And she's just the most amazing. She's so incredible. She's in peak form right now. She's the best voice she's ever been. And I'm a huge fan too. So I've been opening her shows, and I'm excited to go to Florida for the first time.
Wait, for the first time?
First time.
And it's Belinda Carlisle that bringing you to Florida, really?
Yeah, she's so good to me. It's my first time going to London when it was with her tour and all around the UK. So, you know, I'm really thankful. I feel really lucky.
Absolutely. Well, 420, which is a big day in a lot of people's lives. Oh, you 420 in. Gabe Lopez is going to be in Lake Worth, Florida at the Duncan Theater. And then from there, they're just going, you have like four more tour dates after that. But before we get into your song, give a shout out how people can follow you, find you, and where these tours are going, where you guys are going.
Yeah, come check me out on my website, which is just GabeLopez.com. And, you know, that links to the social media, and there's some free music and tour dates. And you can follow me on Twitter at Gabe Lopez Songs or on Facebook, Gabe Lopez Music.
Now, this is not your first time going on tour. You've been in this industry for a long time.
Yeah, but, you know, opening for her, like going on tour with her is my favorite. She's amazing to work with. We're working on her new album right now. So it's been, you know, just a lot of great times.
How did you meet Belinda?
Well, her son found me on Facebook, and he messaged me, and he said, you know, he really liked my songs, and, you know, he said his mom did music, and I said, oh, who's your mom? And he said, Belinda Carlisle, and I totally thought he was kidding with me. I thought it was just like a friend, like, pranking me, because, you know, I'm a huge Belinda fan. And so I scrolled through the pictures, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess he really is. And so then, you know, I passed some songs to pass to her, and the third one I passed was, it's a song called Sun. It was her single 2 years ago, and did pretty well in the UK and in the US. And we just kind of went on from there working together.
And here you are like this week coming to Florida. So tell us about this song that is you and featured with the Divine, Belinda. So tell us about California Blues.
Sure. It's, you know, it's a pop rock song, and I'm a huge Beatles fan. Beatles are my favorite, and then, you know, I'm a California boy, so Beach Boys are, you know, all through my youth. So there's those inspirations in this song musically, and a lot of Sheryl Crow. And then the song, it's really a thank you song. It's about, you know, how tough the industry can be, and you deal with all the suits in it, and maybe the not-so-nice people in Hollywood. But, you know, to some people, you know, you look at them and, you know, you're like, okay, everything's all right. You know, you're my friend, or, you know, you're whoever. So that's what the song is about. It's a thank you song, a total thank you song.
It's like when you're in that moment of all the blues, and then you turn into Max and Friends and you hear California Blues, you're like, life is good.
Yeah, it's a feel good song. It's about a dark, you know, dark stuff, but it's a feel good song. And I asked Belinda, you know, if she would sing backup. So all the harmonies, she's layered in there, and she's just incredible.
Now, you mentioned a couple of inspirations for you, but you've been in this for a while now, so I'm sure that you have inspired many people. Have you gotten the calls like, Gabe, thank you so much, you've inspired me to do X, Y, and Z?
It always makes me blush. I mean, I can't take credit for, you know, any of that. I think people just always have it in them, and sometimes, you know, like Shakespeare said, you know, it's our job to hold up the mirror, you know, and let people see who they are or who they can be. So that's, I don't know. I just try and do that.
That's beautiful. You're always doing beautiful things, Gabe Lopez.
I try.
You do. That's the difference. You do. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest right now is Gabe Lopez, who's going on tour with the Divine, Belinda Carlisle. If you go to my Twitter right now, at Max Tucci, we posted the tour dates there so you can see when they are. 420 Lake Worth, Florida. I will be there. And I know Amy Mann is going to be there too. And she's so
excited
to see you.
I love Amy. Yeah.
But
I can't wait to see you, and it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. And you know what? It's like the perfect week because the temperature is like cooling down. You know, I'm in Florida right now. And then like literally after the show, I'm jumping on a plane and I'm going right to Colorado on 420. Y'all do the math. But it's Passover weekend.
Passover. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's coming up. So happy Passover, everybody, this weekend. But I want to give you some California blues. Gabe, will you stay with us for just a minute?
Yes, you got it.
Super. Right now, Max and Friends, California Blues by Gabe.
When all the waves come crashing down and I get lost with you, I'm found. And we take on the neighborhood, the bad and good of Hollywood. Oh, all the girls and demons collide at the sunset door. They can change the stars in your eyes when I look into your California, California, California blue.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Gabe Lopez. The song, California Blues, makes me want to go back to California, even though I should be there tonight because I'm doing Max and Friends. Gabe, I love that song.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's like it brings like this unspeakable joy, even though it's a blues, even though there's blues.
Yeah, even though it's sadness, it's about looking on the bright side and finding the happiness.
It's like the perfect duality of a song. It's like the sadness, but yet it's got like the grooviness of like you want to almost like rejoice to it.
Yeah, you got to shake it off.
Shake it off. So yeah. Your tour, you've got like 5 more dates coming up. What else are you working on now, Gabe?
Yeah. Working on Belinda's new album, working on some new stuff for me. I just worked on a Boyz II Men song. That was great with my friend Trevor Page. We worked on that.
They're on, and, they're on tour right now too.
Yeah. I love Boyz II Men. And then, recently.
They're coming to Florida. Boyz II Men is coming to Florida now with En Vogue.
Oh, I love both of those.
That
groups.
Was
they're
back
so
in
great.
The day. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Right?
I love both. I think I have every album by both of those groups.
Sure.
So, yeah, and just like working with a bunch of up and coming artists and just always staying busy. You know, I love what I do. I just love being in the music biz.
It's a fun business to be in, right?
Yeah, most of the time.
It is, right, like everything, most of the time.
Yeah.
Just live in the moment and enjoy it. Right, well, coming up, we've got the Reese Brothers coming up on Max and Friends. Right now, we've got Gabe Lopez with us. You know, Gabe, this is fun to know that the Reese Brothers, they're out of Florida, too. Maybe you should meet them while you're down here. But their grandfather was a well-known bass player who opened for the Beatles.
And that's awesome.
Played for John Denver and the Jackson 5. How you doing?
Oh, my God!
Grandfather of the Reese Brothers, yes. But
that's amazing.
Fun stuff here tonight on Max and Friends. But these two brothers that we got coming up next, Gabe, stay tuned. Everyone else, stay tuned to the show because they are taking the music industry by storm. And they're here tonight on Max and Friends. We're going to play some of their music. But, Gabe, I'm so happy you were able to stop by and hang out with us.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you guys in just a couple days.
Just a couple of days, you're going to be in sunny Florida.
Yeah.
in sunny Florida. Well, I'm going to see you on stage sooner than later. In a couple of days, we're going to post some pictures for everyone. So, y'all, follow Gabe Lopez. Love his music. Get the song California Blues. Where can they get that song right now?
You can get it on iTunes and Spotify and the Google Store. And I think pretty much any digital store you can find.
Right. If there's a digital store, you can find California Blues by Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you've got a million things to do. Have a beautiful night, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
Thanks so much, Max. I'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Later, Gabe. Well, there you go, Amy. That was for you, Amy. I was like, I'm going to get Gabe on the show tonight. But, y'all, I got to just tell you what's going on in my life. Today is 6 years that my grandmother was like, peace out. I'm leaving this earth. So I just want to say I love you to my machuta. And, you know, there's just like, we are energy. And I could just feel her collective energy around me. And just like, that's how I go on with my life. Because, you know, when we're no longer here, our energy still lingers. So linger around, Grandma. But so that's all I had to do there. All right. Well, you know that I am a big believer in doing meditation. So I want you to go get the Sattva app. I will post it on Twitter. So follow me there at Max Tucci. I want you to get this app. It's free. It teaches you meditation. It brings you into an awesome space of just being in the now, of quieting the mind, getting rid of the chatter that's in your brain and my brain and all of the brains, and clarity. It brings great clarity. Speaking of clarity, my buddy Ash Ruiz, y'all know Ash from Menudo. Well, Ash is in Florida. I'm going to see him this week also. He's going on tour with some of the Menudo guys to Peru and this really amazing tour. And Ash, like me, is on a mission for peace. So whenever I think of peace, and I meditate a lot on for peace and peace of mind and peace of chocolate chip cookie and peace on earth. But there's a great song by Sabrina Johnson. It's called Peace. And right now, we're going to give you some of that peace on Max and Friends. And when we're back, the Reese brothers join me, Charlie and Kevin, on Max and Friends. But right now, peace on LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio, this messy show. Welcome back, y'all. I'm Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends. That was Peace. That is my song, because it just brings us where we need to go. But speaking of peace, I want you to know that when I was in Sundance, I met some really groovy people. Kelly Kay, Jade Umbrella, Stacy, the whole crew out there. And I was like, y'all, I need you to I would love for you to send me some new talent on my show, some new people that I should look out for, that my listeners of 8 years plus are going to like totally be like, that's what's up. So they did. We've had them on, and we have some more on tonight. The Reese Brothers, Charlie and Kevin. Y'all are going to love their music. We're going to play some tonight. Two songs, in fact. We're going to play Lockdown and Run to the Sea, which is, well, I ran from the sea to get over to this studio tonight. So I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Follow me on Twitter, at Max Tucci. Let's hang out there. Let's be friends, and let's talk. Speaking of talking, we got some talking to do with my next guests, Charlie and Kevin, the Reese Brothers. Welcome to Max and Friends, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Super. All right. So here's the deal, Charlie. I want you to tell us, because we've got like a bunch of questions for you, but we kind of do things a little naturally. But anyway, how did you guys get, first, Charlie, how did you guys get into this whole industry?
Well, we were both fascinated with music since we were very little. We both started playing instruments from the time we were about 6 years old, actually. Our parents turned us on to music when we were very young, and we just loved it. And then we started going out and playing with musicians around the area. And then after a while, we figured, you know what? We're brothers. We live together. We can practice whenever we want. Why don't we just start a band? And then it went from there, and we just have gone really hard at it ever since, playing about 500 shows since we started. And we've, you know, we're all in for this. So we're so, yeah, we're so motivated and... Yeah, exactly.
Kevin, did you guys think you'd ever get, like, what are you at, like, over, like, 15 or 16,000 followers so far on Twitter? And growing?
I know. When we started, we were, you know, it was kind of like a hobby and just something we did for fun. But then we realized as it grew, we loved it more and more, and we learned that the audience was digging it, too. So we kept going, and it's just been nonstop from there, and we love doing it.
Absolutely. Now, Charlie, you play the drums, the keyboard, the bass. What other instruments do you play?
Yeah, I'm the lead singer of our band as well. And what I do is I play the drums and I play bass lines on a keyboard with my left hand while I play drums with my right hand and sing at the same time. So that gives our band a full sound when we're just two people.
You are two people. We're going to hear that sound now. Before we get into it, Kevin, tell us about the song Lockdown.
Yeah, we wrote that with...
We wrote this song with Layla Heyman, who's the daughter of Melanie Sofka, who had the who actually played at Woodstock. And so this is a song, Lockdown. It's she wrote the lyrics, we wrote the music, and it's one of our favorites to play live. We always have a great time jamming out with it.
With Lockdown. Hey, Sam, let's get Lockdown tonight on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Charlie and Kevin, the Reese Brothers, are still with me here on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. But now, Lockdown.
That I had it all under control. Yeah, I never thought I'd find someone who could change my world. But then you came along and I couldn't see. Yeah, the baby, you were the part that was missing from me. My heart was on a lockdown, lockdown. Now it's been so loud, so loud. Dangerous how you found the key to me. I was on a lockdown, lockdown. Now it's been so loud, so loud. Dangerous hour, you found the key to me. Here, well, I look into the mirror and I know the reflection of a smile, and it shows. Anything I am all and anything I do, but baby, it's all because of you. My heart was on a lockdown, lockdown. Now it's been so loud, so loud. Dangerous how you found the key to me. My heart was on a lockdown, lockdown. us how you found the key to me. Oh, well, you are the desire that burns inside of me. You are like that I thought, oh, could it ever be?
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Locked Down by the Reese Brothers. All right, we're having a debate in the studio right now. How old are you guys?
Kevin's 17 and Charlie, I'm 20.
You see, everyone's like, no, they just sound like so old school, so like old school rock. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, they're like young and doing their thing. So now, Kevin, how is it for you when you're playing on stage?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, just seeing the interaction with the audience and seeing that they're loving what we're doing, and I get so excited when like the audience is into it, and it just, it's a rush of energy that comes to me, and I just love
awesome.
Doing it.
Cool. Now, Charlie, where are you guys playing next? Like, how can we come and see you guys? Where are you going to be? What's your schedule like?
Well, we're very excited. We're about to head out on a national tour. We're going to be opening up for Butch Trux, who's an original member of the Allman Brothers. We're heading out 13 cities with him, and then a few cities we're headlining also along the way. We're heading all over the country, from North Carolina out to Texas and everywhere in between, and that tour starts the 21st, so we're very pumped about that.
And how can we find your schedule? Where can people find you and follow you?
We have our website is reesbrothers.com, R-I-E-S, and then Brothers, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all
everything.
At Reese Brothers.
It's all at Reese Brothers. That simple. It's that simple. Now, Charlie, if you could do a jam session with someone, who would it be?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. I'd say currently my idols to jam with would be John Mayer, Mark Foster from Foster the People, Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys would probably be my big ones right now.
And what about you, Kevin?
I would say for guitar, Jack Johnson. Eric Fakmani from Revolution, Scott from Stick Figure, all those.
There you go. Kevin, do you play any of their instruments too, or no? What else?
Yeah,
play?
I play guitar, of course, ukulele, bass guitar, a little bit of piano, and then I've been starting to jam on drums a lot now, so.
So you guys are getting ready to go on tour. You got to play. You're like the 20 piece band, but in two, right?
Yeah,
in two. But you know, Charlie, I want to talk about your grandfather, because I'm reading here that he's opened for some pretty incredible people and played with some incredible people. So tell us about your grandfather and his life story in this music industry.
Yeah. He was a well-known bass player in Chicago for years. He was a studio player, a session player, and he played with Jackson 5, Sonny and Cher, and like Peggy Lee, John Denver. And then he actually was in a band that opened for the Beatles at Comiskey Park. And then the crazy thing is that he didn't even get to stick around to see them play because he had another gig he had to rush off to, so he couldn't even watch the Beatles.
Wow, so it's in your DNA, right? It's in your
DNA. Yeah, yeah.
What was your grandfather's name? They're asking me.
Robert Serga.
There you go. So
S-U-R-G-A, yeah.
There you go. Now, do your parents play any instruments, or did they, like, get you into singing, or do they not?
Well, my dad plays guitar and piano, and he's actually the first one that ever got us into playing with people, really. We were jamming with him in the living room. That's how we learned how to play with other musicians and learned, you know, because it's easy to play with a CD, you know, with headphones, but it's really hard to play with other musicians, so he's the one who really taught us how to do that.
Awesome. That's cool. So it's like a this is like a full-on family affair of DNA and music in your blood, right? It's big time.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, talk to us about Run to the Sea, because I want to play it here tonight on Max and Friends.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, that's one of our newest songs, and it takes a lot of inspiration from our area. We're from the west coast of Florida, the Tampa Bay area, and it's about just getting away when things are tough, and like I said, it takes inspiration from my area. We love where we live and the beautiful beaches we have here. But no matter where you are, Run to the Sea can be a metaphor. So just to get away.
Just to get away. We're going to do that now, Max and Friends. But don't go away. Come back, because when we're back, we're going to hear how the Reese Brothers juggle music, college, school, everything, and balance it all, and then go on tour. So stay tuned to Max and Friends. But right now, just for this moment, clear your mind and run to the sea. On Max and Friends.
It's nice outside today. Makes me think of younger days. When there was nothing to worry about. If you wanted to feel good, all you had to do was say, you know it's not so tight today. Things they have to change. Now this place seems all so strange. Well, I went and saw when the people gather. I couldn't overcome my fear. I had to walk away. At least it's still not so tight today. Oh, we'll run to the sea when things get rough. And I'll take a hand, it'll be enough. So come with me. Forget the problems, hey, let's climb inside the beating height. Take a look, the city listens when you call. She's there for you even when you got no one at all. The lights were there together but they're lonely. Lost in the crowd, oh, they still stop to show me. I better wait through the streets, I take a look inside it. I'll be there for you when you wanna get away and ride at night. We'll run to the sea when things get rough. And I'll take your hand. We'll be right back. never listened much at all. So much at all.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Come and follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. That was the Reese Brothers' Run to the Sea. Did y'all take that journey with us here tonight on Max and Friends? Well, I hope you did. And if it's your first time tuning in, I thank you so much for being here. We've got the brothers here. You guys sound so established with this name, the Reese Brothers. It's like
thank you guys
are legit established doing your thing. Speaking of, Charlie, how was it? You guys toured with Chicago.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, it was absolutely incredible. We've gone on two tours with them now, and just incredible to get to learn from them, and just the venues we played have been insane. They were all between 2,500 and 8,000 seat venues. They included the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, and just the history of that place is just insane to step on that stage and know who came before you there. So that was such an honor to be on that stage. And just to get to talk to the band, they were so incredibly kind to take time out and talk to us and give us advice on, you know, because this is their 48th year of touring now. So, and we're in like our third, so we'd love to get there someday. But so just
guys
to get advice from
there.
Just to get advice from them on how to do that was awesome.
Yeah, speaking of advice, you know, there's a lot of kids out here who want to be in this industry. How did you guys, like, balance the whole school or college with your music? How did you focus? Kevin, tell us first how you focused on that.
Yeah, well, I do Florida Virtual School, which is, like, the standard online school for public schools. But It allows me to, you know, do school on the road, wherever we go, in the van, so I don't have to miss any school. Or because of going to regular school before, I'll have to miss you know, some gigs I won't be able to go to because I'm doing schoolwork and stuff, but now it allows me to do the work wherever on the road, and there's no problem with that. I do the work during the day and the gigs at night.
And you're on stage at night, rock star at night. Student during the day, rock star at night. So, Charlie, what advice do you give to kids listening to balance, basically, the whole everything, school and music and career, and maybe they're not on stage yet, but they want to be. What advice do you give them?
Well, it's absolutely, it's definitely tough, but it's, if you definitely have it in your heart and you definitely want to do it, you're going to find a way. And, the thing you do is you go out and make it happen. Some people, think, they should just, you know, maybe stay in their room and post videos or stuff. And that's cool. That's really cool too. But the best way we found is to get out and play and to meet people that way. And to
do old-fashioned networking.
That's the way we found, because when we started out, we didn't know anybody in the business. All we knew was that we loved playing, and we knew we wanted to make this happen for ourselves. So we went out and played, and we made connections ourselves. We met people, and show by show by show, we started to make it happen for ourselves. And now we have great people helping us out, and it's all because we went out and worked hard.
And you did, and you're here tonight. Have you guys had your songs played on air before?
Not like this before. Just like local stuff, but this is awesome.
That's so cool. So for all of you tuning in, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reese Brothers, R-I-E-S, Brothers. You can get Run to the Sea also on YouTube, so go up there, follow them everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you guys are everywhere. Are you Snapchatting, like the whole thing? Right.
Yep.
All right. So that's cool. But all right. So here we are, you guys. When do you start your tour? It's coming up. You said the 21st, right?
Yep. Start the 21st in Greenville, South Carolina.
And you're all geared up and ready to go. But you know, there's so, as you know, many bands out there. What is it that you guys want your listeners to take from your music, and what makes you so different?
I'd say the uniqueness of our setup, being a duo. But the fact that I do the drums on the keyboard, I mean, the drums, the bass on the keyboard, and sing, and my brother plays guitar, gives us the full sound, only being two people. And we don't know anybody else right now doing that out there, which I think is pretty cool. Plus, the fact that we combine a lot of different genres to make our sound, and we take pride in our live show. I consider ourselves a pop rock, alternative rock band, but we have blends of reggae, blues, and funk in our sound, and I'd say all of that combined make us unique, and we definitely want to be unique. We don't want to sound like anybody else.
Yeah. No, and you're totally doing your thing. Now, out of all of your original songs, which do you think could affect people the most? Your listeners, your fans, your friends. What song is it that really you think is like, this is for them?
That's a great question. We have a song called Roadmap, which is about to come out, actually, on Spotify and iTunes. It should be in about a day or two. And it's really about the human experience of growing up that everyone really goes through. And the roadmap's a metaphor for planning out your life and how in high school, either as a teacher or a guidance counselor or a parent tells you, all right, what do you want to do? Now you got to plan it all out. And it's such a confusing time for everybody. So I really think that that song will resonate with kids our age. And that's, once again, it's called Roadmap, and it's coming out within a day or two on Spotify and iTunes.
Yeah, will you tweet us and let us know that it came out?
Absolutely.
Cool, Roadmap. You know, some people that I know are still in their 50s and trying to figure out their roadmap, so it's a song that I think will resonate. And I think when it's best when you don't really know your roadmap. Just kind of let it happen along
the
way.
That's what I found, yeah.
Right? Just let it happen naturally. That's what we're here for to do, is live naturally. But speaking of, are there any charities you guys want to talk about? I have a little note here. Not sure if there was one or not.
Yeah, I'd say we've been doing this stuff for our local charity, RCS Food Bank, but I kind of just wanted to talk about helping out your local food bank wherever you are. We got inspired by bands that go town to town. Foster the People did that. They were one of my biggest inspirations. And they would, every show, have a truck that followed them around. You could donate things, food or anything. And Warped Tour also is known for that. If you bring canned food, they'll give you discount tickets. And I thought that was really cool, so we started doing that with our local RCS Food Bank charity. And I think that's really cool to be able to use music to help out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for doing it. That's a noble thing to do. And, you know, it's like that beautiful for every cause and effect, right? So every time you guys give, you guys are going to get. So good for you on that front. But unfortunately, the one thing we don't get is a lot of time here on Max and Friends. So we got to wrap this show up. I know I was told to do it every week, but I got a life to live too, y'all. Speaking of my life to live, stay tuned to my Twitter at Max Tucci. I'll keep you posted on the book, keep you posted on the radio show. We've got some great shows coming up. But before I talk about that, Charlie and Kevin, I thank you so much for being here tonight on Max and Friends.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Awesome.
Of course. Is there anything you want to say that you didn't get to say that you're like, I wish I could have said something? Here's your chance.
Just follow us on all the social media, and we'll keep posting about the tour going on, and we'll keep you updated.
Once again, thanks so much
for having us.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. And keep us posted on Roadmap, too, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Kevin. The Reese Brothers, everyone. Go follow them now. If you don't know who they are, you do now. So you're welcome. Take that note. But speaking of taking things, take my love that I'm giving you to go into this week to just be happy, to love, to have peace. Please, y'all, it's up to you to do it. You know, peace begins at home. So does love. And love yourself, because you can't love yourself. How the hell are you going to love somebody else? On that note, I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Next week. I'll keep you posted. I'm going to be on Sam in the Morning, so I'll let you all know when. But it will be lots of fun. Gabe Lopez, thanks so much for tuning in. The Reese Brothers, Charlie and Kevin. To everyone at Jade Umbrella, love you all for making this happen. I got to say good night and good karma and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio.